Hello, everyone. As she said, I'm Victoria. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for having me. It's an honor, as she said, I do love God. He is my favorite subject. Don't get me started on him, because I will just ramble, and I talk, so. Happy Palm Sunday, everyone. Ooh, so good. So I'm going to be preaching out of Daniel 3. So if you read out your Bible, you can pull that up. But my sermon title is, Would You Bow Down? So a little backstory before I go in. There's this King Nebuchadnezzar, and he's kind of moody. He goes on his mood a lot. And so there's these four Hebrew boys, Daniel, and then there's there's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Everyone fights over the name, how it's said. I'm just going to go with Abednego today. So he made this idol, and he said, whenever the music starts to play, you all have to bow down. And this is a story that my mom used to tell me, every single night. I remember asking, I was like, can you tell me the three Hebrew boys story? So this story has a dear place in my heart. So the music started playing, and it says in Daniel 3:10, you issued a decree requiring all the people to bow down and worship the gold statue when they hear the sound of the horn, flute, cithern, lyre, harp, pipes, and other musical instrument. That decree also states that those who refuse to obey must be thrown into a blazing furnace. But there are some Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whom you have put in charge of the province of Babylon. They pay no attention to you, your majesty. They refuse to serve your gods and do not worship the gold statue that you have set up. So, as you can see, there's a statue, and they're like, oh, they're not doing it. Tattletales. Then Nebuchadnezzar flew into a rage and ordered that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought before him. Okay, let's go back a chapter. Before that, he had a dream, and he was like, I need someone to tell me what my dream is. And the scholars were like, oh, but we don't know what your dream is. We can't tell you. And Daniel prays and asks God, and he's like, God, I need you to fill me in so we don't die. And so he does. So he was in favor. It's so funny how the minute that someone doesn't bow down to you, they forget everything that you have done to them. The minute you stop being a carpet that they can just walk all over, people are like, why are you so rude to me? How come? Whatever. And so whenever they were brought before him, Nebuchadnezzar said to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you refuse to serve my God or to worship the gold statue that I have set up? I will give you one more chance to bow down and worship the statue I have made when you hear the sound of the musical instruments. But if you refuse, you'll be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. And then what God will be able to rescue you from my power? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we will make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up. A lot of times, we bow down. A lot of times, we would have bowed down because we didn't have faith that God would save us. Maybe we said out loud, like to ourselves, like, oh, God will save me, but we don't believe it in our hearts. Like how she was saying earlier, we need to believe in our hearts. Like you have to speak out your faith. You can't bow down. So then it says, Nebuchadnezzar was so furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that his face became disoriented with rage. He commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Then he ordered some of the strongest men of his army to bind them and throw them into the furnace. So they tied them up and threw them into the furnace, fully dressed in their pants and other garments. And because the king in his anger had demanded such a hot furnace in the furnace, the flames killed the soldiers as they threw in the 3 men. His fury killed the people that were with him. Your anger seeps out into other people around you. But suddenly, Nebuchadnezzar jumped up in amazement and exclaimed to his vizier, "Didn't we tie up 3 men and throw them into the furnace?" "Yes, your majesty, we certainly did," they replied. "Look," Nebuchadnezzar shouted, "I see 4 men unbound walking around in the fire unharmed, and the 4th looks like a god." Then Nebuchadnezzar came close as he could to the door of the furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out here, come." And so when they came, he saw that the fire had not touched them. Not a hair on their head was singed, and their clothes were not scorched. They didn't even smell of smoke. There was another in the fire. If you haven't heard that song, give it a listen. Sorry, that's a little side chat. But to go back, would you bow down? If you bow down and deny Jesus, you bow down to the world. And the world belongs to Satan. The world is his ground. And if you bow down, you belong. And a man cannot serve 2 masters. If God told you to get rid of it, could you? Could you? Like, if you couldn't, that's an idol. Money can be an idol. A phone. Food, your crush, or most of you guys are probably married, so your friends, popularity, yourself. That's usually the main idol in our lives, is ourself. Oh, well, God told me, I felt like in my heart, God told me to blah, 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 but that may just be myself, so I'm not going to. Oh, well, I'll just do it later. You know, I still got time. I can do it later. I still got time to repent. But you're not promised tomorrow. My friend died in her sleep. You're not promised tomorrow. She was 14. You're not promised tomorrow. The worst slave you can be is to yourself. I'm going to go and pull up Matthew 16:48. No, 24, sorry. All right, I'll just pull it up right here. Matthew 16:24, if you want to flip with me. Meanwhile, the disciples were... Oh, wrong one. Never mind. Jesus said to his disciple, "If any of you want to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your soul? Is anything worth more than your soul?" What is worth more here on earth than it is your soul. If a relationship is so worth your soul, fine, trade it away. If $5 is worth more than your soul, I mean, it's a low bargain. But whatever. First Peter 2:16, for you are free, yet you are God's slave. So don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. You're free to do whatever you want. That is, God gave us free choice, free will. You can choose whatever you want. You can choose to listen or to become bitter and be like, you know what, who does she think she is? I mean, whatever, I don't care. Let me ask you a question. If hell didn't exist, would you still be Jesus' friend? Would you still stand up for him? Or would you deny him 3 times and then set a curse on yourself and be like, I would rather die than know God, if someone asked you about your faith? If you're at Kroger, some person goes, sees you wearing like a cross necklace, and they say, oh, are you a Christian? And you go, no. No, this is actually, no, don't even, because I'm actually a Satanist. Would you do that? Because Jesus said, if you deny me here on earth, I will deny you in front of my Father. Ooh. Gosh. The scariest thing as a Christian believer is on the day of judgment, him to look at you and say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, for I never knew you. Does God know you? Do you have a relationship with him? When's the last time you prayed with him? When's the last time you opened up your Bible and said, Jesus, I want to know more about you? Not, Jesus, I need money. I mean, that's okay. You can have your needs and your wants. But when's the last time you came and not been like, here, give me something? When's the last time it was like, Lord, I want to know more about you. I want a relationship with you. How can you call yourself a family? How can you call yourself a friend if you don't know a thing about them? God is love. He knows what love is. If you come to him, you will have all that you need. But if you're standing apart, if you're separating yourself because of embarrassment, don't run to him. Be the prodigal son. Run to him because he has the answer. He is a father. And let me grab the verse. In Proverbs 3:11-12, it says, my child, don't reject the Lord's discipline and don't be upset when he corrects you. For the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. Let's take a situation like I think in school we all learned about, say no to strangers. So let's take a candy truck. And you're a kid, you're a little boy, you're a little girl, and you see candy. And they say, hey, come here, I got some candy. And you're like, that sounds really good. I could really use a Kit Kat right now. Thank you. And you're going. And your father drags you away and be like, what are you doing? Don't do that. You're not going to understand at that moment. You're just going to see him as a mean and an angry. And you're like, why are you so rude? Why do you hate me? You don't understand. We don't have the knowledge as we are as humans to see what God sees. Because he is outside of time. And so he sees and he's like, no, I have the plan. When he means a jealous God, he means, no, Satan is getting what I should give you. And so you have the candy, and you can either keep on listening to your father, and that sometimes it's hard. It's hard to be a Christian. Like they say, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. My gosh, it's not easy. Let me tell you, from a high schooler's perspective, I don't have a lot of friends, and the moment I stood my ground, they forgot everything I did. they forgot how nice I was or how kind, how I was there for them when no one else was, but that's okay. I'm still going to keep on going because God's love is unchanging, and that's how I have to be. So you're there, and you decide, well, I'm not going to listen to my father. I'm just going to grab the candy. No, I'm not going to listen to him. I'm going to bow down to this because it looks really good in this moment. It looks really pleasing. It looks really good. I could really use that Kit Kat right now. You know, I have a husband, but it's okay. It's just one time. He'll never know. Oh, it's okay. It's just a little white lie. They'll never figure out. They'll never know. They'll never know anything. It's fine. Look, first of all, there's going to be a day when the one that matters about knowing will report it back to you, and you'll get your judgment then. No one here on earth may find out, and if that's fine by you, go ahead. I mean, if you want to keep in that, you stay in that. But there will be come time when you have to face before the God of the universe, and you will have to give it a test for everything you have said and done, even if it is a little white lie. I'd much rather get that embarrassment right then with that person and say, yeah, I did that, than say, no. What are you talking about? You're a fool. And you can go and grab the candy. But you are on the set. You are walking away from your father. And he's waiting and he says, I can come and save you. You just have to call on me. I am right there. You just have to call on me. Philippians 1:20, for I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but I will continue to be bold for Christ as I have been in past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die. Are you bold for Christ? It's hard. It's scary. It's scary because the devil makes it scary. He makes you want to be ashamed. His whole tactic is to get you alone, to make you feel isolated, to make you feel that you are all by yourself, that no one else is struggling with that. That's just you. Why are you struggling with that? Why do you have depression? Why do you have anxiety? That's odd. That's weird. No one else does. Everyone else is happy. Look at everyone else. Why aren't you like that? Everyone struggles. My mom said this, and I loved it, and I've listened to it. Everyone has a sin. Just some are more obvious than others. Don't make yourself feel like I'm the best Christian around here. No one sees my sin. God sees your sin, and it's all the same. It's all weighted. You're just as messy as the next person. But God died. And he came back. He took your punishment because he says, I love you. He said, I will take the candy for you. I will take that punishment so that you can be with me later. And it's like he beat up the candy man. He beat him up, and he was like, don't ever. You know what? Your punishment is coming later, because I already called the cops on you. They're on their way. There's going to be punishment for you. You're going to get what you, vengeance will be mine, says the Lord. And so he has already got you. He's got you. He's got your back. You just have to say, you have to surrender. You have to bow down to him. You have to humble yourself before the Lord and say, I know I was wrong. You have to get off your high horse. That's hard. Saying sorry, saying that you were wrong, that's hard. Repent and you shall be saved. It's hard to go, I surrender. Like, if you're in a game, I'm competitive. Why would I want to say I lost? Losing sucks. But the thing is, if you give it to God, you don't lose. That's right. You already won. He already prophesied, and what God says will happen because God cannot lie. So the devil's already been defeated. His time is just coming up. It's just ticking away. I don't have a watch, but it's just counting down every second. And he's trembling. He's like, I need to get these people separated. I need to get these people thinking that they're alone. I need to get these people to bow down to me. But God says, he's like, I'm coming back. The devil's time is already up. He doesn't want you to know your plan. He doesn't want you to know what in store for you. He doesn't want you to know your purpose, because if you know your purpose, then you have a goal. And if you have a goal, you have ambition and momentum, and you're just like, okay, I got this. I can keep on going. If you know that it's already set in stone, if you already know your identity, then you're not going to be confused or concerned about it. You're going to be like, I got this. Shut up, okay? I already know what's in store for me, and you'll keep on going. And that's scary to the devil, because his time is coming up, and if he can propone it, that's what he wants to do. But if you guys just leave that alone and you're like, okay, you do whatever you want because God's already got you, I'm going to do my own thing with God. So the worship team can come up. But you got to remember your testimony. Your testimony, the power of the blood, and your testimony is your power. Remember today, on Palm Sunday, that this is now the spiritual kingdom of God. We are all warriors together. Rely on others, fight with each other, and cry out to God. Cry out, Hosanna, Father, Abba. Whatever you got to cry out to the Lord, cry out. Like she said earlier, don't let the rocks cry out. You cry out. I think there's nothing more beautiful than seeing people worship. Like, I love worshiping and seeing other people worship. Like, during camp, I'm always like, seeing whenever people are getting slain in the spirit, I'm like, that's so cool. Yes. I'm like, oh, Jesus, you're so cool. And so be a person that's unashamed to go to the altar. Be a person that's unashamed to pray for another. Be a person that's, here I am. I'm just like you. Be a brother. Be a sister. Be family. But yeah, so if you have an idol in your life that you need to give to God, if you need to repent, if you need to say, maybe you don't even know God. Maybe you're like, I don't know who he is. I sit here every day, I listen every Sunday, but I don't even know. If that day comes, I would not know. If hell didn't exist, I would not be his friend. If that's you, you can come up here. If not, then it's church dismissed. I don't know. but yeah, you can come up. Thank you for having me.